Hi there. The word for you today is on how to die right. In Luke 24:26, we read these wonderful words, "He is not here, but is risen." Christ, the founder of Christianity, was the only man capable of making an appointment beyond the grave and turning up to keep it. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 26:32, "After I have been raised, I will go before you into Galilee." And he did. Now, if you visit the graves of those who founded the great religions of the world, you'll find that they're still occupied. But if you visit the grave where they laid Jesus, you'll find that it's empty, and the words of the angels are still echoing, "He is not here, but is risen." Those words turn every Christian burial into a celebration. Jesus said, "Listen to it, because I live, you will live also." Eventually, you will die of something. The question is, how can you die right? And there are two correct answers to that question. Number one, by preparing in advance. It was a truly human tombstone that bore this inscription. "I expected this, but not just yet. Hello." Here's how to prepare for death. Romans 10 and 9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And number two, by fulfilling your life's assignment. Jesus, before leaving this earth at the end of a 3.5-year ministry, said in John 17 verse, "For I have glorified you on earth, my Father. I have finished the work which you have given me to do." Look, in the final audit, you're going to stand before God and he'll ask you, "What did you do with the gifts and talents I gave you? Did you fulfill your assignment on earth?" That moment, nothing will be more important than how you answer that question.